This initial period, as it's called, of Andean civilization saw an elaboration of ritual life and the appearance of new forms of religious architecture. For example, there's a site called El Paraiso on the Chilon River, which is a large U-shaped ceremonial site built in about 1800 BC. This comprises at least six huge buildings of plastered boulders painted in brilliant hues. It's in a U shape. Then there's another site, Huaca, Florida, on the Rio Rimac, 8 miles inland from El Paraiso, which was built a century later. This was even larger, with an adobe and boulder platform 840 feet long and 180 feet wide, towering 100 feet above the densely irrigated land which once surrounded it. Now, what's interesting is that these structures were built not by city dwellers, but by people from many surrounding communities. For thousands of years, hunter-gatherer communities had lived mainly at the coast. Why? Because of the extremely productive fisheries, and also because of the clumps of plant foods which grew near the mouths of the rivers in the damp, foggy environment right at the coast. But by now, the focus of settlement had changed. People had moved from the coast inland, at a time when irrigation agriculture was coming into widespread use. Michael Moseley believes that irrigation required a major reorganization of labor, and that this reorganization, and clearly you're really going to alter society if you're going to get into large-scale agriculture, coincided with new artistic traditions and religious architecture. Here again, you're dealing with the relationship between the living and the spiritual worlds. And one of the ways that the Andeans did this was to ritually manipulate smoke and water, a way of bridging the stratified layers they believed in of air, earth, and bodies of water, the Andean cosmos. It is believed that these vast open courts of coastal U-shaped ceremonial complexes may have housed sacred gardens and orchards irrigated with specially manipulated water supplies. Water, here, was the staff of life. As irrigation assumed greater importance, so growing communities turned from informally organized land reclamation to highly structured irrigation works controlled by a central authority with powerful religious connections. Sitchin Alto in the Casma Valley was built in 1400 BC, a huge U-shaped ceremonial complex with sunken courts, plazas, and flanking mounds. Again, public performance was very much part of Andean civilization, like it was of Mesoamerican. But what kingdoms and what leaders controlled these vast early shrines remains a mystery. Was there then an Andean equivalent to the Mesoamericans' Olmec? The answer is yes. There was a defining art style, the Chavín art style, which spread over an enormous area of the highlands and lowlands in about 900 BC, long after the building of these U-shaped shrines on the coast. This seems to have been a defining ideology, a defining set of religious beliefs, centered on a place called Chavín de Huanta in the Andean foothills. This shrine, with its terraces, was home of an elaborate, well-developed iconography. Chavín de Huanta itself, a terraced shrine, had a truncated pyramid, which was a hollow honeycomb of passageways and rooms.